What?
I tell you what, when it's this hot outside, one of my favorite things to do is to go trout fishing. You know, trout love the cold water of the Spring River here in North Arkansas where we live. And no matter how hot it is outside, taking a dip in that river or any cold water stream is a great way to cool off. Recently, we took a little trip up there for our anniversary. I mean, what says I love you more than reeling in a great catch, right? I mean, she's already reeled me in. When we first pulled up, we saw several people fishing right there at the parking lot. I mean, they were really reeling them in. And even the kids were catching a bunch of trout. So my wife suggested we stay there. But oh no, I had a better spot in mind. So we loaded up our arms full of fishing poles, a cooler of Gatorade, snacks, our nets, our tackle, and we took the long trek to the other side of the hatchery where we were going to fish at and managed to get down the steep rocks. And I just knew this was going to be the spot. I mean, I figured we'd be ripping lips in no time. But after 3 hours with not even hardly a bite, I wasn't so sure anymore. I mean, I was throwing everything at them, power bait, rooster tails, shrimp, and even the old catch 'em no matter what trout bait, corn, but no fish. And to top it all off, it seemed like I was getting hung up on every rock that was out there in the river. So our son Hunter said he was headed back to the truck and he'd just go ahead and start fishing right there at the parking lot until we were ready to go. But I just needed 15 more minutes. I mean, he might not have caught any, but I just knew I'd be able to. But 15 minutes later, we were walking the trail of shame back to the truck. And right there, right where we had started, Hunter was reeling in the trout. I mean, I couldn't believe it. We fished that hole out for another 2 hours. I mean, my wife even caught her very first trout. What an anniversary present! You know, we should have just started right there. We should have just stayed right in that spot. But you know, sometimes we get in our minds that we know something better. Our way, our plan, our spot will be better than what's right in front of us. And then we realize it isn't. You know, God has a beautiful plan for each one of our lives. Far too often, we want to set out on our own without asking Him where to start. In Psalms 32 and 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. You know, He's ready to lead us, but we have to be willing to seek His guidance. In Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13, the Bible says, Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your whole heart. And when we do, He will give us more than we could ask for. His way is always perfect. There is no doubt about that. Hey, I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.